We the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. We the voices behind the face, the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e.
Hey, aloha, everybody. It's KP here on, we're on September 8th, 2020. And right now I'm just doing a recording. I wasn't sure when this would be. I haven't done a KP Radio Hawaii for quite a while. But I felt something was trying to come out and I just need to get it down right now. And I'm kind of, like going through some things that, and I'm just observing a lot of things that are coming out, and I've got to a point now where I'm really, there's a certain phase where I feel in my own self that I've gone through that I just need to sort of back off and stop listening to all of the stuff that's being put out there. And, of course, everyone would know it's not a judgment of whatever stuff is coming out, but I sort of got the sense that I was watching something this morning, and it's almost like there are some people who are sort of, I think, intended to be in the front lines of this challenge that we're going through right now. And, of course, I've felt that way for quite a while, for quite a number of years. And right now it's like I'm, for myself, is that there's a time, this is a time when it's just time to back off. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, for this moment. But, each person really has to figure out for themselves what works for them. And what is going to be, what's going to be able to, what you're going to be able to do in this now moment, maybe is not what was being done in just a few days ago. So, I don't know if this is going to help anybody or not, or it really doesn't matter to me. It's like I felt like I needed to get it down, to get it out. And I was listening to something with Drake Bailey. I haven't heard that for a while. And Goldfish Report, she had something on with him. And that was, I listened to a very short part of that. There's still a lot of things that are going on that I think people are being put out there to continue the work that they're here to do. Now, in my own case, being here in this house, which I still, I do enjoy the house. I'm enjoying it more and more. So I think part of my mission here is really enjoying the place where I'm at and enjoying kind of really learning what this place is about. so that being what it is, it's like I still don't know what the final step is going to be with this location, whether I'll be staying here or going somewhere else. But getting back to the other things that, again, it's a one moment at a time part of the deal. There are a lot of people who are doing sort of individual things to perhaps help their outer beings free up. And whether that means going into a store and not wearing a mask, or wearing a mask to get into the store and then getting into the store and pulling it down below your nose so that you can actually breathe and things like that. Some people feel that they have to wear a mask. So I've just personally have decided I'm just getting all the way out of that. I'm just going to do what I need to do to essentially keep my freedom of breath and keep my freedom of, my sense of freedom. There's all this stuff going on. I think a lot of times it's like presenting these so-called boundaries or these so-called blocks. There's no reason wearing a mask, for example, has to be something that makes you lose your sense of freedom and your sense of being able to go wherever you need to go, be wherever you need to be, and do whatever you want to do. So, like I might have said before, 99.9% of the time, I don't have a mask at all. And it's just this phase of time, where the whole planet is in right now. And, it really is for some it's a pretty strange time, but again, there's other things that I feel are involved with it. So one of the things that does help me through this is just really understanding what I've been perceiving as what's going on, which is via Charlie Freak, Charlie Ward, their videos, that knowing that there's a lot going on behind the surface or under the surface of the planet. And the reason that there might be these additional lockdowns, you got to wear your mask, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's one possible reason, is that there are things going on in the area where you live. So whether that's Australia or New Zealand or, New York or Chicago or wherever it is, sometimes it's kind of like, it's not that necessarily consent to it. I do not consent to just the idea of wearing a mask all the time. My health demands that I have free breathing, and I will continue to do that. So the whole thing is, though, that it does help me to just to understand that there's more going on. And those who are kind of resistant to that, the idea of having certain restrictions on your body, that can be of any type, is that perhaps it's a time for rest and a time just to sit back and allow this to play out. I guess that's why I really enjoy listening to Charlie Ward from time to time, and some of the messages of that type that are coming out. So, there are a lot of things happening, definitely under the surface of the planet, this massive clean-out that's happening, and there's all sorts of data that is coming out. And I saw a Facebook post where someone had said they were smelling these very strange, foul odors. And I think this was in Melbourne. This is something I just glanced at today. And I might have sent it to myself. If I did find that link, I'll send it to you. I'll add that to the show. But this whole thing is... it is really playing out, and I do feel that there's so much that's happening that part of the role, part of our roles might just be to sort of get out of the way, both in all different ways, to sort of stand back and allow this process to happen. It's sort of like trying to block cosmic energies from coming in. That's the whole thing. It's not about blocking the higher energies, but it's about allowing them, getting what's blocking yourself, what's blocking these energies from coming in, and attuning, aligning with your own beingness, is getting the blocks out of the way. and sort of clearing the way to, you know, to for these energies to come in and to refresh. So to refresh our beingness. So anyway, we're just kind of going through these things, and I must say I'm very, you know, occasionally challenged once in a while, and there's a lot of things that are, you know, definitely are happening around the planet that, as I see some of these events, like the big boat, you know, last weekend, the Trump boat rallies that were happening all over the place, including one in Minnesota, which is where I used to live, in Stillwater. I've been over that bridge a couple of times that they showed, where they showed that. But all of these things that are coming up, they're really being brought out there, and it's kind of like, you know, this support for the awakening is pretty astounding. It's pretty amazing to see all this coming out. So, so we'll see what happens. And I'm not sure how long this will be. I've got a tiny bit of coffee left. Let me just take a small sip here. Yeah, this is you know, these things are coming to pass, and I do feel like, again, in my own case, a lot of it is just kind of stepping back, and I'll put things out on the blog once in a while, but a lot of times it's just putting these, you know, really kind of allowing my beingness to live and to thrive and to enjoy the place that it's in at this moment. So, you know, we're getting there one step at a time. So, in my own case, I do feel I'm intended to be here for perhaps, you know, perhaps another year. I'm not sure. But in this location, there's still things that come up that, yes, I need to deal with as a property owner now, you know, technically property owner, even though I know I don't really own anything. But kind of dealing with it and learning about the place here. And then at a certain point, we'll make a decision and have a decision. At the time when I get the sense, the energetic sense, that it's time to make a decision on what to do, then we'll make it. So that's one part of it. And there's also contacting certain people that I know were close to my parents. And I just found another small group that hadn't connected with, and just a small group that knew them, you know, from their earlier days. And so, you know, so doing some of those things and releasing items one step at a time, books or, you know, different kinds of properties or devices or things that my parents have had here for a while. So, you know, this is a real adventure. And so, all right. So, so yes, we're continuing here, and I just took a little break, because I wanted to, I remember something from this Goldfish report that Drake had talked. He used the word, and this, I don't want to get too much into it, but it's kind of like this whole virus thing that's been happening, and it's like, definitely feels like it's a distraction, but might have been real. It probably was real, and But it's all a part of this thing. And what Drake called it was an election infection. I love that. It's the election infection. In fact, it's almost like every 2 years you can check. I'm sure, people can check that about every two years, as a new disease comes out. And I remember 4 years ago, I believe it was the Zika virus. And let's see, I don't know if there was one 2 years ago. I'm not sure. There probably was. But it seems like every 2 years, there's some kind of a virus that comes in. And it's SARS and H1N1 and whoever, whatever, that is a distraction. And I love the word, the election infection, that Drake used. So, I will post a link to that video too. I just thought that was amazing that, these things are coming up, and it's true that a lot of these things can be basically distractions to our own purpose. So I feel like, looking at your, whatever situation we're each in, is to kind of view it as, in my case, when I came over here, I knew this was a mission. This really was a mission. When I came over here back in October of last year, 2019, that I knew that this was my new mission. Had been performing missions all over the islands and in various parts of the planet here and there, but this is part of the mission. And I really wasn't sure what was going to happen and where it was going to go, and I, just very grateful that so many people on the blog connected in one way or another with me and certainly helped me through this energetically and in other ways, to get through the process with my parents, both of my parents. And now it's kind of like, it's a different kind of mission. It's really slowed down a lot since the daily caretaking and going to hospitals and this and that. Then there's other things that have happened to me, which my body, having the fall with the bell and injuring the back, and then a couple fingers are still kind of healing up here. But all these things, a lot of times, the mission is you go on in spite of things. So I'm still blogging. I'm still able to type. I'm still able to put things out on the page, and I'm able to record this thing, which I haven't done for a long time. But, it's kind of, like the election infection, it's kind of a distraction in some ways. But, of course, I know this distraction is actually being used by the Alliance to clean out the planet and to take down the cabal, take down the economic system, the current, so-called economic system, all these different things. So part of it is enjoying the show, getting your popcorn out or whatever you enjoy the show with. And part of it is just, I think a lot of it for a lot of people right now is, you learn, kind of learning which challenges are yours to take on. For example, the mask thing, and I've taken that on, and I've done my thing, and I've kind of, like I said, I don't want to get, I'm not into really being slammed against the wall about not wearing my mask or not wearing it in the proper way. And it's so absolutely ridiculous. But the whole thing is, I'm learning, I feel like I'm learning the lessons along the way. And it's okay to learn the lessons along the way. And now I've really just kind of backed off on that, and I'm just going to, enjoy the show and be in places. I will be in as many places as I can where I do not have to wear any kind of bodily thing to obstruct my breathing or anything like that. So there are very few places like that anymore. We're just kind of moving through this one step at a time. I know that there are many of us who are just, having our own individual challenges, whether it's in an individual, we'll call it an individual part of the U.S. or an individual part of the planet, in Europe or wherever it happens to be. All these things are, they're all kind of, we're all addressing our own individual situations. So we're all kind of each on our own individual missions by doing that. So to me, it's very important or very helpful that we each understand that we're all on a mission here. And again, there's so many different forms of the missions, so many different varieties of the mission, of each individual mission. And it could be going out and standing in lines, opposing Antifa or Black Lives Matter rioters or things like that. That might be one part of it. It ain't my part, but the other might be to kind of challenge the mask situation and to bring awareness to people about that. The other might be to just work caretaking of children or caretaking your own family members, or in my case, taking care of the house and clearing out items and dealing with items that are ready to be cleared out. So, pardon me, we're all kind of in this different situations, but I feel like, embracing the mission, whatever it is very, very important and very, very helpful. So we'll see where this goes, and again, it can always change too. Like in my case, I'm not doing as much actual posting of different things that are coming out, but and not putting up that many articles, but there's quite a bit more KP messages that I feel like writing sometimes. And in this case, I finally felt moved to do a recording and do a, put it up on the KP Radio Hawaii show. So we'll see what happens. I guess I'll leave with a final point is that, at least the mochas are good over here. So there's Arcidium, and there I haven't been to, the other place I go to, 318 Grams, a coffee shop. But I know those two are still probably my favorites all time up here in the Midwest. Right now, Arcidium is definitely my favorite. So no mask. They wear masks, I'm not wearing a mask in there, so... at least I can sit outside with no mask on and enjoy my breathing and the mocha. And they make great mochas, roast their own coffee. They do practice all the standard things, it's like social distancing. And of course, when you're sitting down at your table, you don't have a mask on. That's why I'm saying no mask. They don't have a mask on and all this and all that. So, but the whole thing is, again, we're each finding our own place and our own missions. And if they change, they change. So in any event, the discoveries continue, and with that, I will say, Aloha, and again, enjoy the voice of Brother Iz, A Ala A. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land and sea can give. Defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Ala A, Ala A, Ala A, Ala A, Ala A, Ala A.